Today's grammar point is te aru.
And this roughly translates to have been done. Now, aru is a verb meaning to have or to be. Now, when it follows the te form of another verb, as in te aru, it acts as an auxiliary and functions similar to the English passive perfect, from or like to have been done. So basically, te aru is used with the te form of transitive verbs. It indicates the subject now exists in a state caused by something or someone else's prior actions. Usually, the person or the thing which did the action is unimportant or unknown. What does this all mean? Well, I think, again, I had a lot of trouble really understanding this concept, again, when I was studying Japanese. And I think a couple of examples can make this very, very clear. Let's have the first example.
窓が開けてある。
The window has been opened. Again, let's go back and look at the definition. Te aru is usually used with the transitive verb. Here we have 開ける, to open. Okay? 開けてある, to have been opened. It indicates the subject now exists, the state is open. So, 窓, the window が, subject marking particle, 開けてある, is in a state of being open. The window has been opened. And this was caused by someone else's prior action. So someone came and opened the window. And, true to the definition, the person or thing which did the action is kind of unimportant. So the subject here is the window that has been opened. And the person who did it is not around. Okay? Now, let's take a look at some examples. Can we have the sentence from today's conversation?
この木の下に埋めてあるんだね。
これ、subject は time capsule は is dropped.
So it has been buried under this tree, right? It's been buried under this tree. It has been. Let's just break the sentence down by its components. First we have
time capsule は
time capsule marked by the topic marking particle は. And again, this is implied. Followed by
この木の下に.
This tree's under. Under this tree marked by particle に, indicating position. Followed by
埋めてある.
Taken from, so has been buried. The verb to bury is
埋める.
The te form is
埋めて.
We attach aru to get
埋めてある
has been buried. So, it has been buried under this tree. Let's have another instance from today's conversation.
缶に何か書いてある
Something has been written on the can. First we have
缶に
Can and position is に
何か
Something
書いてある
has been written. And here we have, this is taken from the verb to write, which originally is
書く
te form is
書いて
We attach
ある
has been written.
書いてある。
We did a lot of verbs in the te form plus auxiliaries. And I think hopefully what we can do is kind of now a little bit of a comparison and see if this kind of makes sense. And what really helped me understand this is this te aru is the state they're talking about. It has been. 書いてある。Like something has been written. Using these two auxiliaries, we can actually show you the clear difference. Let's first have a sample sentence.
私の机にメモが置いてある。
Oh, a memo has been placed on my desk. And here we're using te aru, has been. For this sample sentence, let's put a time on it. Let's say it's 2 p.m. Okay, so at 2 p.m., Naomi-sensei comes in. On her desk, a memo has been placed. So Naomi-sensei comes into the room and sees...
あ、私の机にメモが置いてある。
Two conditions. One, the subject is the memo. The memo has been placed there. Two, who placed it there? Is not of significance. And three, it's in a state of being placed on the desk. Now let's go back 1 hour. Yuichi sensei and I are talking. Yuichi sensei, we have to go. How can we let Naomi know where we'll be? And in this case, we can leave her a note. So that would be?
メモを置いておきます。
Here, the subject is Yuichi. What we're going to do is let's leave her a memo. So here, at 1 o'clock, we're doing something with the intention.That Naomi will come and find it later. So it's in preparation of Naomi coming back. So here we use te okimasu. One more time that sentence.
メモを置いておきます.
First we have
メモ.
Followed by
お.
Here, object marking particle. So here the memo is the object. The subject is
私.
So 私はメモを
置いておきます.
And the original verb here is
置く.
To place.Now, this is a bit confusing because we have 置いておきます. But 置く is to place. Then we get the te form, which is
置いて.
Followed by
置きます.
To do in preparation. So here, 置いておきます, to place in preparation. And the preparation is for Naomi to come back. So clear differences here. at 1 p.m., when we're doing this action in preparation, the subject is 私. The memo is the object, and we're doing it in preparation. At 2 p.m., when Naomi comes back, the subject of the sentence is the memo. There's an existing state, and the fact that we placed it there is not important.